St. Albertans are being lollipopped. You know when the kids become cantankerous and you're out of energy, just resort to a pacifier. We are supposed to feel secure and happy over a tax increase reduction to 5.3% from the original 5.5% on already very high taxes, most of it to fund hair-brained projects like cutting down trees in order to see more trees. If council doesn't get it, let me attempt to explain. What we pay in higher taxes, we do not spend on private businesses. The empty spaces at St. Albert Mall testifies to that situation, and without private business and the revenue it engenders, we are in a situation akin to France, Germany, and many other European countries that have closed down thousands of small family businesses because of high energy costs. Council has tried to push numerous white elephants, among them a Badger Lands rec center, and infrastructure for future use that may never happen. The $20 million Millennium Park project, which amounts to cutting down trees in order to see more trees, is typical. Where do they get these ideas? What is the process? Breakfast meetings where ideas are tossed on the table. Those in a position to pay higher taxes and don't mind the increase might like to consider the fact that no city can get by on the basis of a rich minority alone. Their buying capacity does not make up for lost revenue and participation of the majority that adds color, interest and vitality along with the revenue. Doris Wrench Eisler, St. Albert.